Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Dallas Willard said it this way, said, grace is not opposed to effort, it's opposed to earning.
Okay.
So when we talk about this idea that, I mean, we do take effort. And so how much of it is us? How much of it is God? How does that effort, how is our effort?
Absolutely. It's all God's work.
Yeah.
Because you got saved by his work.
Right.
The fact that you want to pray is God's work.
Right.
That's why he's willing it in you. So that whole idea of willing in you is God's move in you to push you. Sometimes I've heard people, I heard so many people say, man, I woke up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and just could not go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then they said, and I decided I wanted to pray.
Yeah.
That was God.
Yeah.
Willing in you is good pleasure. It's like being in college. Say your meal, you got a meal plan. Meal plan's paid for. The issue is nobody's going to bring the food to your room for you. You got to go to the calf. When you go to the calf to get cereal, guess you got to do. Everything's provided.
Yeah.
But since everything's paid for, you got to pull the lever to get the cereal out. You got to get a tray to fill your. In other words, everything's provided. You just got to go grab what's already been provided.
So there is a role for you.
There's a role for you. But that's not you. That's not you sanctifying yourself.
Right, right.
You're just grabbing a hold to what's already been provided for you.
Because it seems to be, I'm sure there's more than that, but there seems to be two errors. One is it's all about me. I got to do it all.
Absolutely.
One is it doesn't involve me at all.
Absolutely.
And so how do we kind of walk that middle path that kind of describes it as God's work, but our response to God's work?
Yeah, I think the whole idea of God nurturing us, the ability to even want to grow spiritually. That's why he wills his good pleasure.
Yeah, you go back to that Philippians 2 passage.
That's the key passage there. You know, you look over a second.
If you want to do it, that's a gift from God.
That's a gift from the desire to do it is a gift from God because our will was in bondage. Because Ephesians 2 says, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We didn't want anything from God.
Yeah.
God acted upon us by saving us and then taking our will out of bondage, taking our emotions out of bondage or affections out of bondage, taking our, this is Ezekiel 36 stuff, 25 through 27. And once that's taken out of bondage, then we're freed to have our value system change, our affections change, and our will taken out of bondage and functionally walking in God's truth. So when someone's praying, God at some point works on them in that prayer time, in the word of God getting in you. And the Bible says in James 1:21, receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your souls. It's not talking about salvation, it's talking about sanctification. And so I can go on and on just about verses in the Bible that seem to point to us. The reality is God is not going to grow you unless you connect to the means of growth. Even when Jesus does the parable of the soils, it talks about the heart condition that is fertile. How do we think that got fertile? God fertilized that heart. And so when the word of you're in the vicinity to hear the word of God, that's your role, but you're not growing yourself. Then the word of God is thrown on your heart by the preaching of the word. It gets down in there and it multiplies. How does it multiply? God has to grow. One plants, one waters, but who has to grow? God has to grow.
Continued theme in the scriptures.
Absolutely.
Is remain in me and I in you and you'll bear much fruit, but apart from me you can do nothing. So the picture here is that it's Christ's work, but our response to his work.
Absolutely.
Yet here's the question I would have. How come so many people, I'm not talking about their theological misunderstanding, but their lack of engagement and practices of growth of sanctification. Why is it so unusual we have to call people to sanctification?
Because people, it's a faith issue.
Yeah.
Because and again, faith starts, continues our faith, and it calls and consummates our faith, our salvation. God, by faith, we're saved by faith. That's why Paul in Galatians 3 says, who's bewitched you?
Yeah.
You know, in other words, why you been perfected by the flesh?
Yeah.
In other words, you're believing that the gospel begins you, but now you just do, God's taking the training wheels off, and you're riding down the street by yourself. When the Bible says, you know, faith in Jesus Christ is the training wheels of the entirety of the faith. And so that's a huge, huge piece for me. Even when you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, it says that God would empower every work of faith with power.
Yeah.
In other words, faith-based works.
Yeah.
And then you go over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 29, and Paul says, straining with all the energy that he supplies. Mm-hmm. So again, you see this whole idea of this is not a disconnected idea.
Yeah.
And I encourage people, this is what I encourage people to do. I encourage people to, by faith, get in prayer.
Yeah.
By faith, live out your role as a spouse.
Yeah. But you're
your
getting,
spouse, you're not going to, there are commands to leave and cleave. Yeah. And so there's commands to submit.
And
there's commands
to leave. You have a chapter on that in the book.
Absolutely.
Sanctification of marriage, which I think is fascinating. So, Philippians 1:6. He who began a good work in you.
Completes it.
Faithful to complete it until the day of Christ mm-hmm. Jesus, right? So we hear that verse, mm-hmm. but we're taking action.
Absolutely.
And that action is in his strength. So you're calling people to grow, mm-hmm. but not to grow in and of their own
might. Absolutely. The activity of growth is passive. The commitment to growth is active.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.